TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Hi there, I'm Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
You know that's the truth.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Well, hey there. It's a Monday and it's the 26th day of September. Today is National Johnny Appleseed Day. There are actually two dates set aside to celebrate Johnny Appleseed. March 11th, which is very near the time of his death. March 11th is also during planting season, which is appropriate as well. And also September 26th, which is his birthday. As you probably already know, his real name was John Chapman, but he affectionately became known as Johnny Appleseed as he worked his way through the states of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Along his path, he planted apple seeds and small apple trees, leaving behind many orchards for others to enjoy. John Chapman was also known for his wisdom, kindness, and caring attitude. The frontier farmers he met during his travels were always happy to have him sit down and eat at their tables. And it just so happens that we have a beginning of a famous hero story about him. It's called The John Chapman Story, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning
of a Famous Hero.
I know you've heard of the legend of Johnny Appleseed, the funny man with a long white beard who wore a cooking pot on his head and went around scattering apple seeds everywhere. Well, did you know that Johnny Appleseed wasn't just a story and that he wasn't really funny or strange? He was a real man, and his real name was John Chapman. He was born in September of 1774 in Massachusetts. John was a very religious man, and he talked about his religious beliefs with everyone he saw. When he was still a young man, John Chapman began traveling west, not scattering apple seeds, but carefully planting apple seedlings along the way. Some trees he sold, and others he gave to the pioneer settlers, because apples were such an important food for them. For over 50 years, John Chapman traveled throughout the Midwest part of the United States, planting thousands of apple trees and talking to people about religion. Many people called him a great missionary. Today, even though our country has changed dramatically from those early days, most of the apple trees in the United States came from those original seedlings carefully planted by that great nurseryman named John Chapman, known affectionately by everyone as Johnny Appleseed, the hero. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So what do you think was most important to John Chapman as he traveled through the country? John Chapman was called a nurseryman in the story. How would you explain the term nurseryman? Also, what do you think made John Chapman a real hero? And what are some things you are doing in your life to become a hero to others? Just a few things to be thinking about on this Monday morning. Okay, so you've been hearing me talk about listening every weekday morning to TCN Mornings, and that you can simply go to tcnmornings.com and play each daily episode from there, or you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app by simply searching TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And that is just how simple it is. Well, now, you can also simply search TCN Mornings wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can just Google TCN Mornings or enter TCN Mornings into your favorite search engine. TCN Mornings. Now, it's simply everywhere. Well, just ahead, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. It's all still in front of us here on this Monday edition of TCN Mornings. So my old Irish pappy and the lessons I learned from him when I was your age about life and how to live it better. I can just hear him now with the advice he would give.
You know, I always wanted your parents to have a better life than I had. And I know they want you to have a better life than they have. So, what are you doing to help yourself have that better life? And what are you doing for the kids you'll have someday, for them to have a better life? That's something to be thinking about, it is.
And there you go. He always wanted my parents to have a better life than he had. And he knew they wanted me to have a better life than they had. So what are you doing to help yourself to have that better life that your parents are wanting for you? And what are you doing for the kids you'll have someday to have a better life? That truly is something to think about. All right, so here we go on this Monday morning with the
question of the day.
In keeping with today's National Johnny Appleseed Day, the seeds and cuttings from the original trees that he planted are still producing apples today. But your question is, how many of the original trees that he planted nearly 200 years ago are still living today? How many of the original apple trees planted by John Chapman are still alive today? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about last Friday's question of the day. Friday was National Checkers Day. And even though it turned out to be about a dog named Checkers and not necessarily about the game of checkers, we had a question about the game of checkers. And here it was. When did the game of checkers come to be? And which came first, checkers or chess? You know, since they use the same board. When did the game of checkers come to be? And which came first, checkers or chess? Well, Tyler from Allentown, Pennsylvania, says different sources say different things about chess and checkers, but it looks like the game of chess was played as much as 1,500 years ago, but that some archaeologists have found that checkers may have been played up to 5,000 years ago. So, checkers is a lot older than chess. And that's pretty much what we found, too. So thank you, Tyler, for that. Okay, just one more quick segment ahead for you. But as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
My oldest daughter was only 5 or 6 years old when she tried to make her first peanut butter sandwich. And, of course, a peanut butter sandwich isn't always the easiest thing to undertake for such small hands. My wife told her as compassionately as possible that she needed to master the art. She said, "I tried that, and the bread just tore." Think about the things you do well now that you once thought you could never do. Riding a bicycle, swimming, texting, lots of things. So don't let the fear of learning something new discourage you. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I really don't think that applies here because we're people, not dogs, and people can always learn new things. If you want to become a fulfilled and interesting person, take on something new to learn. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNmornings.com.